This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, NFL correspondent Kostaki Economopoulos. We'll have him coming up right after this.
I work on Paul every day, but still this same old song. Long came my evaluation, saying everything I did was wrong. Now I drive a combine. Should have learned to trade. Ain't got no money. I'm working for a minimum wage. Tom, you know why it's called a pay stub?
Why?
Because it always comes up short.
Aww.
Sit around his face. 9,000 reasons. Woo! But still no raise. Just smiled, offer to transfer. Wonder what that pays. They're going to take me to California. Going to put me in HR. Just pay me a boatload of money. I'll skate to Pigeon Forge. Still drive a compact. Never learned to trade. Ain't got no money. I'm working for a minimum wage. We've all heard the poem, take a penny, leave a penny. Well, the fact remains, minimum wage leads to maximum rage. I swear to God. No! These bastards took my money, so I turned for the mean. Went to call the chemist to break in our vending machine. Oh, I'll keep doing my job, and I want Randy to know. There'll be a day when I own this company, then it's gonna be sold. Still drive a compact, but it needs to brakes. Ain't going nowhere. I'm working for a minimum wage. Swear to God, say it with me. Minimum wage. It makes the rage. Minimum wage. Swear to God, minimum wage. Don't pay.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee on vacation. That is Jessica Alsman.
Hello.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hey.
There's Josh Arnold at the sidekick chair.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby.
Howdy.
Manning the track phone hotline hot phone. There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much. And we're hooking up with a comedian, sports fan, Atlanta Falcon fan, and a comedian, Kostaki Economopoulos. Oh, there he is. Hey, Kostaki, how are you?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
This morning, Chick walked in. He said roughing the passer call last night was the worst call he's seen in the history of watching the NFL.
You didn't watch the one on Sunday, Chick?
Which would you say was more egregious?
I would say last night's was more egregious only because, hear me out, jackass. I know you think the one on Sunday because it involved Tom Brady and it was your Falcons, and I understand
that. That's right.
But last night, Chris Jones actually put his left arm down to brace himself to not land on Derek Carr as hard as he could have.
But, right. And he had the ball at the time, so that's kind of a... Yeah.
Well, but that would have been the whole, well, when did he fumble? It was his hang of the tuck rule.
Right.
I didn't want to hear that either. So, yeah, there you go. That's what I
Yeah, think. I hear you. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. But, cripes, the one on Sunday with Brady. Who's the ref in that play? Brady's divorce lawyer? What's happening?
Nature's
wild. I've never seen a zebra F a falcon. That hurts.
His name is Jerome Boger, right? He's been an NFL ref forever, man.
Boger.
That's right. And after the game, he said Grady Jarrett threw Brady to the ground unnecessarily.
That's right.
That is the way the defense ends a play. That's literally necessary roughness. That's what the game is. He grabbed Brady around the waist and gently swung him to the ground. That play was a pile of leaves away from being a romantic comedy.
Okay, that's very, very funny.
Very funny. Should have been. So, what are they going to do? What are they going to do about this? So, who was the quarterback that said they've got a
Troy Aikman last?
What was the thing of something about dresses?
It's the lining.
Yes,
it's starting to. It's going to be. It's now ridiculous the way they're enforcing this law. Yeah, I've heard that before. Why don't we put them in dresses? Yada yada yada.
I was surprised to hear him say that. How are you supposed to tackle Tom Brady? Does it have to be onto a pillow top mattress at this point?
What? Here we go.
800 thread count sheets and a layer of organic guacamole.
I hate to burst your little Tom Brady hating bubble here, Kostaki, but I don't count me among the. I could not agree with you more. But these two clowns in here, Tom and Josh, think Tom Brady should be allowed to take time off. He doesn't have to show up to training camp simply because he's Tom Brady. So I'm guessing when he got tackled on Sunday, of course the gentleman should have been called for a penalty. He committed it against Tom Brady.
I do think he should have been called for a penalty. Just respect your elders.
Yeah, there you go. I see.
Okay. That was the worst call since Alec Baldwin called his daughter. That's a bad call.
Oh,
that was the worst call since Mel Gibson called his wife. This was a bad call. That's the Secret Service let JFK go with the convertible.
These are bad calls.
These are bad
calls. And the Secret Service was told by the CIA, who was told by other people.
By Castro.
To go.
Thanks for the conspiracy.
The Tom Brady divorce, though. This will be the first time I'm cheering for Tom. It's the first human thing he's done in years. Mm-hmm. He's going to mope around the house eating one bite of ice cream. He's going to retire now to spend less time with his family. He's got to pack his stuff. So technically, he's a Packer. That's weird, right? Kidding. There's no way both the egos of Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady could both fit in Wisconsin. I wonder if Giselle is leaving Brady because his diet doesn't include cunnilingus.
Sweetie, the diet is here, and I got to follow the rules.
There you are.
The trainer won't let me. The Panthers fired their coach. Matt Rhule is now celebrating breast cancer awareness with a pink slip. That's nice. Broncos country, let's hide. What's happening? Russell Wilson underwent a procedure on his throwing shoulder. I hope it was performed by a wizard. Beyond medical science at this point. And thoughts and prayers. He needs a magician. David Blaine, put him in the end zone for the love of God. Oh. Somebody make his personality disappear, too. This guy. Watching the Broncos feels like undergoing a procedure. Somebody said Russell's in a good place. Is it Ciara's vagina? Because it's not in a good place on the field at all.
Seems to be a theme today.
Right. Yeah, what do you have on your mind, Kostaki?
Kostaki's been...
Will you please get laid, please?
The man has been poon-free for 3 years, as I understand
I'm single. I want somebody to F me that's not a referee.
Now, Kostaki, you have a special place on the World Wide Web where people can submit great jokes like some of the ones you've done. Those are terrific, terrific jokes. Where do they find you, Kostaki?
All the big social media platforms at All Pro Lines. And also follow me personally on social media, too. I finally got the memo, and I'm posting a lot more content, clips from shows, crowd work, you know, some of my jokes I'm working on. It's I'm active out there. It's fun. Come find us.
Have you ever heard a more confusing way to find what... Kostaki's on a special place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to. Yeah, sounds like he's in rehab.
Yeah. And if you'd like to submit, what the hell are you talking about?
You made it sound like Kostaki picked up a coke problem and Chico had to stop back on the way. Well,
bless his heart, he just got divorced. He's in a special place.
Well, right now his man Hyman is back, and he'd like to pop it.
Yeah, I'm available. I'm fine.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
How's the single life going, though? You're enjoying life. You get to eat what you want, do what you want, go to bed when you want.
Yes, it's weird how much I enjoy it. I can drive when I want, and yeah, it's exactly right. Choosing the sleeping times and the food and the just the simple. It's like I feel like Britney Spears. I'm free.
Kostaki, you called me and left me a message a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't. I have yet to call you back regarding a dream you had about. Was it a woman and me? Is this something you can discuss?
I had one of those like electrically real dreams when you wake up and you're sort of jarred about it for a while. You and I, we were both interested in the same woman, and I decided to let it slide because she lived in your town and not mine.
Oh,
you know, so I was gonna let it go, but you fell asleep at the party and she hit on me again. So I decided to go ahead and sleep with her and then discuss it with you the next day.
Oh,
how did I take it, or did it even get to that point?
No. And then I had it in my head that if she was really interested in you, that I would stop talking to her. I'm a friend, Josh.
So
I did sleep with her.
Okay.
I was willing to walk away.
Yeah.
Kostaki, I like how even in your dreams, you're still not that good of a guy.
Yeah, that's right.
You're doing the right thing.
No, because he called and left me a message sort of confessing. That's right. There was some guilt.
but the fact that in his dream, he made up the decision.
Yeah.
She lives in Josh's town. Right. I won't do it. But there was one more step in the moral conundrum, and you just couldn't take it.
Now, Kostaki, do you have a caption contest and All Pro Lines going on right now?
Not currently, but we can get one up there pretty quick. Yeah,
oh, good.
We've got some funny pictures to work with.
Okay, and then people can submit their football jokes. They can send them your way.
Yeah, here's an example. Teddy Bridgewater was knocked out of the game. Quarterbacking for the Dolphins is riskier than being a Spinal Tap drummer at this point. Right? There was a friend of mine wrote that joke, and then we had some people tag it. So it's riskier than going swimming with Antonio Brown. It's riskier than being a Kennedy girlfriend. It's riskier than being a Kennedy. You see?
It's riskier than being
jokes. It's fun.
It's riskier than being an actual dolphin at SeaWorld.
Yes. Willie's on board. We got involved.
That's how we do it.
You know what sold it was there.
Later, you go through, you pick the best six, and boom, there you go. It's fun.
Now, Kostaki, you're in the process of what do they call it in California? Consciously uncoupling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you have an attorney yet?
No, I haven't done any of the paperwork yet. We did all the.
Don't say the most chilling words that anyone who's ever been married will say.
I know.
We're just taking care of it ourselves.
I know. Believe me, chick. I know. I know. We're getting there.
Okay.
We're getting there. We had lots of practical things to take care of first, and we've done actually a really good job. She's been great.
Okay, good.
We're getting along. That part of it's been pretty great, I have to say.
Well, the reason I'm just asking, it's because it's, of course, none of my business, but
but you're worried about me.
No, of course not. I'm just concerned that
He hardly knows you.
I'm just concerned that the courts in California are clogged right now with the things, for example, like this case we were just talking about. The makers of Texas Pete hot sauce are being sued in California because the hot sauce is not made in Texas. It's made in North Carolina. We've determined that this guy filing this lawsuit's an incredible jackass. And as you know, I do believe in cruel and unusual punishment. Constitution be damned. I say we tie this guy down and pour hot sauce in his eyeballs. But Josh has pointed out there are several other things that are not really fair. The name of the product doesn't really represent what it means. I mentioned that, for example, how many of the Dallas Cowboys are from Dallas?
Right. Hmm. Well, I mean, you could be Texas Pete in North Carolina. It's
exactly. That's the whole thing. But this is clogging up our courts. So, I mean, was Indiana Jones a Hoosier? Do we know?
No.
This is what's happening here. You go to KFC, not all of the chickens from Kentucky. Yeah. I mean, this guy's a jackass. God. Who's the most famous football player that actually played for the town he grew up in?
That's a NFL fun game.
Wow. The big story right now, that Padres pitcher that closed out the game last night, he's a San Diego kid, so he was super proud of that.
See, that's so cool, but really rare.
Well, you got...
That is rare. I'm surprised the NFL teams don't do a better job of at least drafting the college star to the local, you know what I mean?
You got Kenny Pickett out there. He went to Pittsburgh, and
that's a good example.
And he played in the same stadium the Steelers played.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my favorite Cleveland Indian was Vic Davalio, and boy, was I surprised that he wasn't from Shaker Heights like me. No, he's from Venezuela.
Were you? He's not like me at all.
The Falcons briefly had Todd Gurley. That was a good match. You get all the Bulldog fans right there in the stadium. It's nice, you know. I like that kind of thing when it happens.
Okay, well.
They tried to do that a little harder in a couple of the other sort of startup leagues. I think that's your only hope in a league like that, really.
What, to get the locals on the team?
Yeah, I think so.
Where would if you could create an NFL team and the players all had to be from one state, what would be the state that had, in other words, what state right now do you suppose has the most active NFL players?
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're hearing is an NFL pregame show. If Tom ran,
I think it's Texas and California.
I would think
it's some combination of Texas and California.
Oh, maybe Florida's in there.
Yeah,
I was going to say Florida's on the short list. Texas, California. Yeah, the SEC is always good, but those kids are mostly from the South. I don't know.
Okay, well, Kostaki, did I get it right? Your next live gig is the Punchline in Atlanta?
Yeah, it's going to be good to go home. My brother and mom and all my buddies. I love that club. It's kind of where I started. It's really nice to go back to that place. It's actually owned now by an open micer that I started with. He grew up and he's a lawyer full time, and he owns a comedy club now, kind of on the side.
Well, maybe he can do your divorce.
Yeah,
hey, Your Honor, don't give me the light. I've got 7 minutes.
None of us would blame you if you hung up right now.
No,
with friends like these,
totally get it.
Some things in life.
By the way, this guy's suing the people that make French onion soup, because it's not from France, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Same prick. Busy.
Hello, I am an onion.
Kostaki, if people want to submit jokes, they go, where is it again?
At All Pro Lines, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Yeah, come find us. We're on TikTok as well and YouTube. Come, I'm getting more active. I'm doing a better job of kind of distributing the stuff. And can I get it on a one-liner? This is a,
yeah.
You'll enjoy this. You don't enjoy this, Tom. This is a reference for a grown-up. As I've always said, Teddy Bridgewater would have been a great nickname for Ted Kennedy. Good night, everybody. There you go.
Young woman
you
see, died.
You get that Jap Aquatic. He dove through the dove into the murky water once while drunk.
Covered up
tragedy plus. See you, Mary Jo. Thank you, Kostaki. Okay.
Cry for me.
Yeah. Brutal.
My fault. I gave him the booze.
We have another call.
We do. Okay.
Good morning, Bob and Tom Show.
I'm Honest Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. Love this guy.
How's it going, man?
Good, man.
Is this that flute dude, man?
Yeah, this is the flute dude.
Flute man Greg. He actually plays the clarinet, to be technical.
You really played that, man?
Yeah.
Swear to God, you did?
I swear to God, I guess. Yeah.
My counselor tried to make me play the French horn. I spit in his face. I swear to God I did. I was like, put that in your halftime show, bros. I am blown into a brass funnel cake. There's no way in hell I'm doing that, man. If I want to march around with people I don't know or like, I'll go to a food court. I'm a piece of stupid, man. Build brotherhood. Shut up, man.
Say it to my face.
He didn't even say it to my face. Wrote a letter home is what he did.
Oh, man.
Flute man, did you really wrestle?
Yeah, I did. I wrestled, yeah.
You know Joe Emmert?
I don't know, Joe. Should I know him?
He beat Matt Puckett, man. They both won state. I swear to God they did.
Wow.
Really? I heard you guys talking about cemeteries.
Yeah?
So my best sex happened in cemeteries. I swear to God, talk about being laid to rest, man.
I hope the girls were alive.
That's why they called a headstone, Christy. That's crazy, man. Do that again.
I think you need a sound like that, Donnie.
Do that whistle thing, man.
Donnie, put the phone down and get back behind the counter.
Shut up, Randy. Went out of customers 2 hours.
That's because your boat is blocking the entrance.
Man, say it to my face.
Fight him.
Man, get out of my face.
Fight him, Donnie.
Kick his ass, Donnie.
Kick his ass, Donnie.
Go on, Donnie. Donnie Baker.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.